Hello, boys. And welcome to my little quiz game. Today, I'm going to test your general knowledge. And if it's up to scratch, then you're going to get the best reward imaginable. You're going to get to come. But first, you're going to have to answer some trivia questions. So, here's how the game will work. I'll ask you 9 questions. And each question will come with a reward if you get it right. I won't spoil any of the prizes, but I can tell you the prize for getting the final question right is you get to come. However, if you get any of the questions wrong, then it's game over for you, I'm afraid. You have to take your hand off, turn the audio off, and try again tomorrow. So, you better have faith in your general knowledge if you play this game. Because if you don't know your stuff, then you're going to end up very, very frustrated. I'll give you 1 lifeline, though. If you get stuck on a question, you can choose to skip it. But if you do this, then until the next question is asked, you have to stop stroking. Okay? And you only get to use this once all game. So, use it wisely. Are we ready to begin? Good. First off, I need you to strip down to just your underwear. That's the dress code for this quiz. Strip down to your underwear. Good boy. Oh, you're already hard too, huh? That's what I like to see. Let's begin. We'll start with a nice, easy one for you. What's the capital of Italy? Is it A, Paris? B, Rome? Or C, Vienna? You've got 5 seconds to answer. 5, 4. 3, 2, 1. Decided on your answer? Good. If you said Paris or Vienna, then it's time to turn this audio off, because the right answer is Rome. I hope you got that one right. And if you did, it's time for your first reward. I'm going to let you stroke your cock. But stroke it over the fabric of your underwear. Just stroke it nice and slowly. Concentrate on the head if you want. Work it up. Get it nice and hard for me. Feel the pre-cum on the tip of your cock soaking through the fabric. Good boy. Now, keep doing that while we move to question 2. Ready? Here we go. What's the longest river in the world? Is it A. The Amazon. B. The Nile. Or C. The Yangtze. Do you think you know the answer? 5 seconds to decide. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Have you earned your reward? It was B, the Nile River, of course. If you got that wrong, then turn the audio off and go get dressed. But if you got it right, it's reward time. That cock must be getting quite hard now, right? Is it dripping pre-cum? Pushing against your underwear? Just bursting? To be let free. It certainly looks like it to me. Well, let it out then. Go on. Get naked for me. And you can play with your cock now. But only with one finger. Just trace it up. And down your cock. Tease it for me. We're only getting started. And believe me, you'll have more than enough time to stroke that cock if you can answer these questions well enough. Okay. Time for round 3. And we're moving on to science. What is the first element on the periodic table of elements? Is it lithium, helium, or hydrogen? 5 seconds to lock in your answers. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This was an easy one, right? It was hydrogen, of course. If you got that wrong, turn this audio off. But if you got it right, get ready for your reward. It's time for you to stroke properly. Your full hand around that cock, stroking up and down. Wrap your fingers round and stroke. But wait. Use your non-dominant hand to do it. And stroke just slowly for now. It's strange stroking with the wrong hand, isn't it? It just doesn't quite work as well. It's good to get some practice in, though. A stroke nice and slow for me. I still want you just teasing that cock. The real fun is still to come. Ready for question 4? Good. Where were the 2010 Winter Olympics held? Was it Vancouver, Canada? Torino, Italy? Or Sochi, Russia? Got your answer? Lock it in 5, 4, 3, The answer, of course, is A, Vancouver, Canada. If he said Italy or Russia, then take that hand off and switch this audio off. But if you got it right, then it's time to start stroking with your dominant hand. That's right. Wrap that hand around the cock and stroke for me. But keep it at a medium pace. I don't want you anywhere near the edge yet. I just want you teased and worked up and desperate for more. Stroke up and down for me. You're doing so well so far. Four questions right out of four. Well done. I hope you've got your question pass lifeline. You might need it at some point because these questions will be getting harder. But harder questions lead to better rewards, of course. Ready for question five? Good boy. Let's go. Which U.S. president is not depicted on Mount Rushmore? Was it A, George Washington, B, James Madison, or C, Abraham Lincoln? 5 seconds to choose your answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Got it? Did you say George Washington? Because if you did, it's time for you to turn off this audio. How about Abraham Lincoln? Oh, I'm afraid that's wrong as well. Turn the audio off. So if you're still here, you must have said James Madison. Congratulations. That's the correct answer. And you've reached the halfway point of my little quiz. Oh, and at this point, I'm done with the teasing and the toying and the playing. It's time to get serious. Start stroking that cock hard and fast. I want you getting to the edge. I want you ready to come at any moment. I want you desperate to come at any moment. And there's one other rule I'm going to introduce now. Because I think you've done well, and I'd feel bad to outright deny you after all this. So, from now on, if you get a question wrong, that means that you'll get right to the point of no return. The point where you're just about to come and you take your hand off. If you do it right, cum should dribble out of your cock. You'll shoot your load, but you won't orgasm. You'll get the relief of orgasm with none of the pleasure. It's cruel as hell. And I love it. Are you getting close to the edge yet? I know there's something about not knowing if you're going to get to come that turns you on so much, right? That makes you feel even more desperate to get to come. You better get close to that edge, because it's time for question six. Then I've already let you stroke as fast as you want. What do you think I'll reward you with this time? Let's see if you can find out. Question six. In what year did the TV show Seinfeld premiere? Is it A, 1969, B, 2009, or C, 1989? 5 seconds to choose. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This one's a little trickier, but I hope you still got it. It's C, 1989. If you said 1969 or 2009, then I'm so sorry because this reward is going to be a good one, but you'll miss out, I'm afraid. However, because you got this far, you don't go away empty-handed. See what I did there? You still get to ruin your orgasm, remember? So, come on. Stroke that cock. Get to the edge. Get right there. Yeah. Keep going. Fuck. Yes. Yes, get there. Get ready to come. So close. Get past that point. And take your hand off. Ruin it for me. Oh, good boy. Oh, look at all that cum just dribbling out. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, a good frustrated boy. Oh, but now I'm afraid. The game is up for you, so turn off the audio. Bye. Everyone who's still here, keep stroking for me. Keep on that edge. It's time for your reward. I'm gonna suck that beautiful cock of yours. How's that feel? Feeling me moan around the head of your cock, huh? Mixing my spit with your pre-cum. Fuck, you taste good. Teasing that out of your cock with my tongue. Feeling you hit the back of my mouth. Feeling my tongue. Tease the little underside of your cock. I'm loving those little whimpers you're making. You make me so fucking hungry. Really hope you make it to the end. Because I want you to feel good. I want you to shoot this load. Just for me. Because you're a good boy. I hope you enjoyed your reward. Let's go for question number 7. Not many left now. Which actor first played Batman? Was it A, George Clooney? B, Michael Keaton? Or C, Ben Affleck? 5 seconds to answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do you think you got it? Or maybe you had to play your pass card. Remember, if you did, then it's hands off from now on until the next question. Now, everyone get to the edge and get ready to ruin your orgasm. That's right, get right there. If you said Ben Affleck, then ruin that orgasm. Ruin it right now for me. Oh, good boy. If you said Michael Keaton, then slow that stroking down. You got the correct answer. Keep edging for me. Which means if you said George Clooney, it's time to ruin that orgasm. Go on. Ruin it for me. Now, to those of you who got it wrong, it's time to turn off this audio. For those of you who got it right, then it's time for your reward. Keep stroking. Keep edging. Now, I've already sucked your cock, so what's next? Well, it's time for me to fuck you, right? It's time for me to straddle you as you lay down. And then slowly lower my soaking wet pussy onto your cock. Lowering myself down until you're filling me up. And then slowly starting to grind up and down. Oh, I love the feel of your cock in me. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. You like me fucking you like this, don't you? Oh, you get a fucking great view of my perfect tits just bouncing up and down as I grind on your cock. Oh, my hair falling down over my shoulders. Oh, my head falling back. Oh, falling back in pleasure as I moan and whimper as I fuck you. Oh, I'm gonna ride you. I'm gonna ride you. Ride you like a fucking joystick. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna spell your name out. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Fuck, I wanna feel you all inside me. Oh, you must be so fucking desperate to come for me. Oh, 2 questions to go. Here's question 8. In what year was the Japanese game company Nintendo founded? Was it 1889? 1999? Oh. Or 2009? Pick your answer. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh. Oh, if you said A, 1889. Oh, then congratulations. Cause, oh, you're through the final question. No, if you said any of the others. Oh, you got so fucking close. But it's time to ruin that orgasm. So, oh, get straight to the edge for me. Keep going. Yeah, keep going. And take that hand off. Ruin that orgasm. Ruin it. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh. Now, turn this audio off. The final reward isn't for you. Oh, let me get back on all the good boys. Yeah. God, I'm so fucking close to coming. And that's your reward. Oh, to hear me come. To hear me come all over your cock. Oh, to feel my pussy tighten and pulse all around your cock. Oh, fuck, I wish I was there with you right now. Oh, so you could just take me, fuck me, and make me come all over you. Oh, I'm getting so close. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm nearly there. Oh, don't you dare come yet. It's not your turn yet. Oh, but fuck, it's mine. It's mine. Fuck. 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 Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. You enjoy this quiz as much as I have, because oh, we're at the final question now. Oh, and remember, no using your past lifeline on this one. Just because I like being even more cruel, there's not going to be a multiple choice for this one either. So, how well do you think you'll do at general knowledge when you're this desperate to come? Let's find out, shall we? It's time for the final question. How many zeros are there in a Google? 5 seconds to answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Got your answer? Good boy. I'm about to count you down, and at the end, I'll tell you the correct answer. If you got it right, then you get to come properly for me. If you got it wrong, then you'll have to ruin that orgasm. Are you ready? Get right to the edge. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the answer is 100. If you said 100, then come for me. Oh, come on. Yes. Come for me. Right fucking now. Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh, yes. live in that. Enjoy it. Oh, you earned it. Oh, and if you didn't say 100, then get right over to that point of no return and ruin that orgasm. Oh, so how did you do? However you did, your ball should be nice and empty now at least. Well done for making it to the end of my little quiz. And congratulations to those of you who actually got to have a proper orgasm at the end of it all. Oh, if you're one of the unlucky ones that had to ruin themselves, then, well, at least the next time you play, you'll know all the answers. Thanks for playing, boys. Until next time.